Hello, and welcome to another episode of the Cybersecurity for All podcast, a podcast all about cybersecurity from ApeTech. I'm your host, Alex, and today we're going to be taking a deeper look into the CompTIA certifications. CompTIA offers a lot of different certifications, and if you're new to the cybersecurity space, a CompTIA certification is probably the best way to go. If you've listened to one of my last three episodes, then you know that I've taken a deeper dive into the core, infrastructure, and cybersecurity certifications that are offered by CompTIA. In this episode, we're going to be looking at the additional professional certs. There are a lot of pros and cons, and I want to talk about these in this episode. I have personally never held any of the additional professional certs, and this is an interesting category. To me, they look more like a management style of certs and a lot less technical, but this is just based on me reading the title of each cert. So let's take a deeper look and find out what these certs are all about. And most importantly, do I recommend these certs for you, right? So let's jump into it and discuss these certificates, additional professional certifications in a little bit more detail. But before we jump into the episode, let me update you on a few things. The podcast has been doing great. I completely missed my goal of hitting 2,500 episode downloads by the end of summer, but to be fair, I kind of dropped the ball on my end, right? I went rogue for pretty much 2 months, and I'm certain I would have hit it had I kept with my publishing cadence. But nonetheless, here we are, and you gotta work with what you got. And so my current goal is to hit the 2,500 downloads before the end of the year. We are currently sitting at 1,961 downloads. So I really do think that hitting 2,500 before December 31st is within reach. I did some quick back of the napkin math, and that's about 20 episodes that I need to publish at an average listen of 25 downloads per episode. So thank you very much to everybody who has helped me out. And if you share and listen to all my episodes, and if you haven't listened to one, I think I did the math recently. This is going to be episode 58. And so if you haven't listened to the other 57, appreciate you listening and just going back and listening through those. Got a lot of good information in them, all really good stuff. And I really do encourage you, if you have the time, whether you're out on your morning walk or on your way to work or whatever you're doing, maybe you're working out, really would appreciate you just listening to this, to the rest of those 57 episodes. But yeah, really appreciate it. Anyway, so yeah, if you enjoyed the series of the cybersecurity certs, right? So this, as I mentioned in the intro a few seconds ago, this is the last category. We've done three categories of CompTIA certs, and this is the topic of today is going to be the last category. So after this, we would have covered the entire CompTIA certifications. And so, yeah, if you enjoyed it, please let me know. If you didn't like it, also please let me know. These episodes so far have been performing pretty well, relatively compared to the other 50-ish episodes. These CompTIA ones, one of them has hit almost 80 downloads. So I'm really quite impressed with the feedback and just the overall reaction I've gotten from my audience. So I'm definitely going to be continuing this, obviously not CompTIA, but I'm going to be continuing the series of looking and evaluating and analyzing and talking about certifications that you can get as a cybersecurity professional. But feel free to reach out on social media. Let me know your thoughts or feedback. My plan, again, is to continue exploring all different types of certifications that are available. I do have a bunch of other topics, though, for the rest of the year that aren't related to cybersecurity certification. So, but obviously still related to cybersecurity. So yeah, so if you want to provide any feedback, I really, really appreciate it. ApeTech.me/social is where you're going to find everything. And in the description, you'll find my email. You'll find the links to how to get a hold of me. But yeah, Twitter, at ApeTechDA is where you're going to be able to find me. Let me repeat that because I stumbled through that. My Twitter handle is at ApeTechDA. And if you go look me up on Twitter and send me a tweet, I'd be more than happy to engage and converse with you. Let's see. I appreciate everyone that tunes in and listens to my podcast. It really does mean a lot, especially since I'm at the very beginning still, right? I've been doing this podcast for 58 episodes now. This will be episode 58. And I've been doing it for a little over a year and like a week or two. And so I still think I'm at the beginning. I do see this being a long-term haul. And to everybody that's listened in the last year, thank you very much. Really appreciate it. If it wasn't for your guys' listener support, I probably would have quit. But anyways, thank you very much to everybody that does listen. Your time is having an impact on my life, right? And it does encourage me to keep on going. So I got a lot of big plans, a lot of cool stuff coming down the pike. And I'm excited to share all that stuff with you. So make sure you're following me on social media. Make sure you're sharing this episode with your friends. Share my podcast. Share everything else I'm doing. Help me grow organically as much as possible. All right. So anyways, thank you very much. And that's a lot long intro. So let's jump into the meat of the episode. In the last episode, we explored the cybersecurity certifications that CompTIA offers. Those were probably the more advanced cybersecurity certs that CompTIA offers. And if you didn't get a chance to listen to that episode or any of my other three episodes on the CompTIA certs, I recommend you start there first and then come back to this one. Those first three were really, if you're in IT or if you're already like a technical person, right? If you're in an IT role or you're computer savvy, or you kind of just, you're in this, right? Like this is cybersecurity, your passion. First three episodes, super valuable. This one's going to target a different audience. And I'm not really sure why CompTIA even offers this, as you'll learn through the rest of this episode. This one's going to be an odd one, not from like my podcast perspective, but just the offering doesn't make sense in CompTIA's portfolio. And we'll discuss the three certs here in the details here. But yes, it's just kind of interesting. So anyways, listen to those first three if you haven't had a chance. And then come back to this one. But in today's episode, we're going to be exploring the different type of certifications, right? The different type, really, that CompTIA offers. And this category is called Additional Professional. And to be honest, again, I'm not really sure what the purpose of these certs are, right? I mean, I understand their intent, but why is just kind of weird to me. But if you're curious like me, we're going to find out, right? We're going to dig into this episode and I am kind of, they're there, that you have to pay money. And so presumably they would propose or they would give you value. So let's look at them. There are three main certifications in this category, similar to the last categories that we've been exploring so far. And the first one is Project Plus. Then we have CTT Plus, which I'll break down what that means in a little bit. And then we have Cloud Essentials Plus. And I'm starting to sound like a broken record, but I'm just really not sure what to expect here, right? My initial thought is that these certs are more for a supporting IT role, right? If these are for folks that are in IT and they interact with technical folks, they I just really don't have any words to explain this. Like, it's an interesting thing. Let's just get into it, and then we'll talk about it at the end here. But I just out of the gate here, it just seems like a more supporting role type of certs. So the folks have been in IT for a few years now, but they're probably stuck in their career. I think it's another like target audience, right? Like maybe you do know the technical stuff, but your career is just not going places. These certs might be able to give you a new avenue where you can still stay within the realm of IT, but maybe just have a different perspective. But again, I'm not 100% sure yet, but we're definitely going to be looking and exploring these certs further. So let's go deeper. Let's start with the first cert, which is the Project Plus cert. This first cert is pretty interesting to me. All of the certs we've discussed so far have been based on technical concepts. That is, they have all revolved around the fundamental IT concepts, right? And they're technical. But this cert takes a different approach. As I suspected, the Project Plus cert, while related to IT, is more about the management of IT projects. Project management is an essential part of IT. I've been in IT for 11 years, and almost every single project that I've been on is complex. And when you have a great project manager, it makes the whole thing way easier. So it makes sense for CompTIA to offer this type of certification. not just, not sure where it fits with the overall brand that CompTIA is known for. After reading the description and the details about the certification, I feel that this CompTIA, that this is CompTIA's effort to jump into the IT side of the PMP. Now, the PMP is a very popular certification, and if you don't know, I've never heard of PMP, recommend you look it up. It is it is a very well-known certification for project managers in the industry. And I'd recommend if you're a project manager or you're interested in project management, when you finish this episode, go research PMP. But I really do think that this is CompTIA's effort to jump into that side of the world. Interestingly enough, though, CompTIA doesn't really offer a lot of specific details other than it's designed to help you manage small or medium-sized projects. The target audience is definitely geared towards those individuals that are in IT, but they manage the projects as opposed to actually performing the technical work. Me, as an IT professional, I do see value in this cert. Like I mentioned, almost all the successful projects that I've been on within the IT world did have a project manager, or at least some sort of a plan. So I do think there's value. But if you're an IT professional looking to increase your technical skills, this is not going to be the certification for you. If you're an IT and you're looking to get into project management, then this is a great place to start. And the reason why I would personally even recommend this cert over, like, let's say the PMP, is that the PMP has a very strict requirement and certification process. Like, the barrier to entry or the barrier to get a PMP is pretty stringent. Like, I think you have to have like 3 years of experience in project management. And the exam is like super, super hard and complex. And this exam here, this Project Plus, just doesn't seem as difficult, but it looks like it still covers the fundamentals of project management, right? So lower barrier of entry and still gives you some good value. And it should, in theory, if you take it, like, be able to help you deliver IT projects. But then the exam itself is 95 questions, 90 minutes to do it, and costs $338. And like I mentioned earlier, I personally wouldn't recommend this for IT professionals, but if your project management is your cup, like that's what your buzz is all about, then here's a good option for you to explore. The next certification is the CTT Plus cert. And CTT stands for Certified Technical Trainer. Similar to the last cert, you're not going to be learning a lot of technical skills here. This certification is very specialized and really only targets one specific group of people, your technical trainers, as the name implies. I would say that this cert is designed to serve a similar purpose, like when teachers have to go earn a teaching credential to prove that they can teach something. I'm just not sure how I feel about this specific certification. I consider myself to be a teacher of IT concepts, and I'm probably not doing things by the book, but people learn from me, and I'm able to express technical concepts, and YouTube has really changed the game, right? Anybody can teach. And the certification here, I just feels like a label, right? Like, we live in this world of labels, which I mean, fundamentally, that's what all the certs are, right? At the end of the day, they're just a label, which has its pros and its cons, but I'm a firm believer that if you have skills, if you possess skills, no certification is going to make you like a better individual, right? You either know this stuff or you don't know this stuff, or you either know your trade or you don't. And by, like, I don't think you're going to become a technical trainer overnight by taking this exam, right? Like, you need to be a good communicator. And maybe going through this certification, you'll pick up a couple skills. But anyway, I am so rambling on this. And all I'm trying to say is that if you are a technical trainer right now in any capacity, then maybe this certification is something you want to go explore. But if you're just a teacher of technical content, right? Yeah, you can consider this certification as helpful, but I wouldn't let it get in the way, right? Like, the barrier to entry, I just feel like this is like a bureaucratic thing, right? But some companies, some old school companies, like, maybe they won't even consider you as a technical trainer if you don't have the cert. So I think those are the things you need to go and evaluate. But at the end of the day, right, if you're a great instructor, this cert's going to help you but it really just serves as a checkbox. And I think that can be said for any cert that we've discussed up to this point. Because when it comes down to it, like, can you do the work, right? Do you taking a certification or an exam, or earning a certification and taking an exam, it'll prove something. It'll prove that you're good at memorizing facts and data, but can you do the work? Can you actually do the work covered, right? That is really fundamentally what it comes down to. And so for all the exams that we've talked about and any of the exams that we're going to be talking about in the future, that is that key takeaway I want you to have, right? Like, you just need to be so good at your skills that the certs are just like, they're just stickers that you put on. But deep down, you know your skills. Let's see. So yeah, so like the last certification, I personally wouldn't do this. I wouldn't recommend the certification for my audience. If teaching technical content is your thing, then for $360, it's okay. I mean, it's expensive, but it's not too expensive. You do need to pass two exams though to get the certification. So the barrier might be slightly higher. Like, I don't like this stuff, right? Because they say that to learn your concepts, right? To learn technical concepts or anything in general, right? To learn anything, they say that by teaching, you reinforce it. And so I just feel like this certification puts a negative stigma on, like, it, I don't even know that this is the word, but it unencourages people to teach what they know, because they feel like there's this, like, gatekeeper, this bouncer at the club, that if you are a certified technical trainer, then yes, you can teach technical concept, but you should be teaching what you know, regardless of what a cert tells you. Anyways, that's a little rant. I'm sorry for that. Let's talk about the last certification, which is the Cloud Essentials cert. Just like the other two certs, this one is for those that may or may not be in IT, but maybe you are curious about the cloud. And this is really what it just looks like. It's a simple cloud 101. And I don't even think if you remember from episode one of this journey of this CompTIA certs, there is like an introduction to cloud, but that one's from a technical perspective. This one here, this cloud cert here is super basic. And just from what I'm reading, I don't even think it talks about any of the technical aspects of the cloud, right? It looks like it's a cert for those that have heard about the cloud, know that it exists, but still not very sure what the cloud actually is. Fortunately, I think that even CompTIA realizes that this offering is subpar, because the fee for this exam is only $126. And that is super cheap. But for what you're getting here, a 15-minute YouTube video would probably be much more effective and free. I personally would not recommend the certification at all. If someone's curious to learn about the cloud, I'd go on YouTube and learn for free, or anywhere else and learn for free. But even if you get the cert, I'm not sure what you would do with it. Like, I think this is a tough stuff for CompTIA, because, like, where's the value in the certification? So, like, you certify that you saw a YouTube video and that you know the cloud. So it's like, it's just kind of a weird one. So anyways, out of everything we've discussed up to this point right now in this podcast, like, this has to be the dumbest one I've looked at so far. Like, just, I wouldn't even waste my money on it. So let's not even waste more time. Let's just go to the conclusion here. So there you have it, your overview of the CompTIA's additional professional certifications. This just about wraps it up with the CompTIA certifications, but there are many more different types of certifications that you can earn beyond those covered or offered by CompTIA. We're going to be exploring the EC Council cybersecurity certifications next. So make sure that you are subscribed to this podcast so you do not miss out on those final details. This is the fourth episode. And just a reminder, if you haven't listened to my previous three episodes, you'll want to listen to those as I cover the first three sets of certifications offered by CompTIA. And do you currently have any of these certifications? I personally have Security Plus, but I let it expire as I didn't need it for my current line of work. I don't need it to produce this podcast, and I don't need it for the teachings that I do. It's nice to have, and people ask me, but I don't believe in paper tigers, right? Like, I just believe in having skills. And the certs help when you're trying to get a job, but as you know, I'm self-employed, and so I don't try to get a job. So are you planning on getting any of these? I'd love to hear from you. And if there's anything I can do to help you prepare for these exams, please let me know. If you look on Amazon, you will find books for each of these exams, and that will help you prepare. And if you're not sure if the certification is right for you, please feel free to reach out. I'd love to spend a few minutes with you, chat, and hear your thoughts, perspectives, and I'd be more than happy to give you my recommendation. So that's it for this episode. I hope you enjoyed it. If you feel that someone you know could benefit from listening to this episode, please feel free to share it with them. I appreciate you taking the time to listen to my podcast, and thanks for the support. Thanks for being a part of this journey with me, and see you in the next one. Bye.